Capitol. There's talk of Democrats staging a filibuster and Republicans going nuclear so they can't.
Under Senate rules, 60 votes are needed to confirm a Supreme Court nominee. That means Republicans need at least 8 Democrats to get on board. But there's also the so-called nuclear option, changing the rules so only a simple majority, 51 votes, is needed. President Trump urging Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to do that.
So I would say it's up to Mitch, but I would say go for it.
So far, McConnell is not revealing his next moves. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
In federal court today, a judge ordered Noor Salman held for further evaluation. She's the wife of Orlando nightclub shooter Omar Mateen, accused of aiding and abetting. She wanted to be released on bond. At a maximum security prison in Delaware, police are dealing with a hostage situation right now.
Department of Corrections officials have placed all prisons in the state on lockdown after an emergency situation unfolded at Vaughn Correctional Center about 15 miles north of Dover. A statement from the department says state police are on scene as they respond to a hostage situation. State Representative William Carson says he was told inmates had taken over a building, and some early reports say prison guards may be being held hostage. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
In Houston, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says special guests throwing out the coin, tossing the coin at the start of the Super Bowl will be President George H.W. Bush and his wife Barbara. You're listening to ABC News.
The following is a paid presentation.
Hey, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans. Did you get a second mortgage or home equity line of credit before the mortgage meltdown? If so, you might be in for a big shock because many of these loans have balloon payments or scheduled payment increases after the first 10 years. Now, I don't know about you, but the last thing I want to deal with is a higher house payment or an unexpected balloon payment. To find out if or when your loan payment is going to increase or if you have a balloon payment, call the mortgage experts at Bay Equity Home Loans right now. We specialize in helping people just like you replace equity lines of credit before they become a problem. Call Bay Equity Home Loans at 707-583-8100. Again, that's 583-8100, or go online to bayequityloans.com. With offices in Santa Rosa, Roner Park, and Petaluma, Bay Equity is your home for loans.
Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval, NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law, and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there. It's getting gloomy out there.
It is.
Bummer.
I'm a little bit scared. I have to ride my scooter again in that.
Oh, boy. Always freaks me out when you ride your scooter in the wintry weather.
No, I'm all right. I'm very safe.
Hey, folks. I'm George Adair. Thanks for joining us live on Air with George Adair. We do this show every noon 03. Set your iPhones and Android devices to remind you. And if you do miss the show, you can always go to ksro.com, find your way through the Ask the Expert series, look for me.
Mm-hmm.
We have prior recorded shows there.
Right.
And good info. We always have great guests. We'll be joined shortly by Jeffrey Seligson. He's a realtor with a West County brokerage, actually, out there, Stevens and Associate Real Estate.
Cool.
We're going to talk a little West County today.
It's a popular spot.
It is. I grew up out there.
Did you?
Okay. Well, kind of. I grew up on like this center point of like where Forestville meets Sebastopol meets Santa Rosa.
Okay.
Over off of Laguna Road.
Uh-huh.
And I actually had a Santa Rosa address.
Oh. Yeah.
And my wife, Laura, we went to high school together. And mm-hmm. She grew up a mile away and had a Forestville address. And then folks had Sebastopol addresses just up the way.
Wow.
Pine Hill.
That's really
funny. So it was kind of a cool area to grow up. And anyways, the West County properties are really, unique. And mm-hmm. working with a local real estate broker and realtor out there is always a really good choice. So we'll talk with Jeffrey here in just a few minutes. Hey, folks, do you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing? Not sure if you qualify. Give the folks at Bay Equity Home Loans a call. We'll help you explore your options. Give us a call at 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. I love what I do because I get to help people start by understanding what they qualify for, understand their payment options, what's the best loan program. Then we talk about interest rates and down payment requirements. But we have this methodical way that we get into understanding what their needs are, what their goals are. You know, one of the only question I start with is, what do you feel comfortable paying every month? That's what I ask.
Mm-hmm.
See, most lenders, they tell you what you qualify for. We'll get there too. But I want to know what you're comfortable paying because it's really important that you can feel like you afford the payment.
Right.
Don't get into something you can't. Also, a majority of our clients do go with the 30-year fixed product. I'm a big fan of that. But today I actually talked to a great borrower. She wants to plan for her retirement. 14 years is when her husband is expected to retire. Mm-hmm. That's their goal. And she wants to have their house paid off by then.
So the 15-year?
Boom.
Wow, 15 cool. year. Nice.
Showed her how she'll save a ton on interest. So the 15-year product has a really good place for some people's budget. If you can afford it, you have a little extra disposable income. Mm-hmm. You can essentially, by eliminating your mortgage payment when you retire, that's like adding income, right? So if your mortgage payment was 23, in her case, it's going to be like $3,000 a month. So you don't have that anymore. That's like adding $3,000 in income back.
Right.
Because you don't have to earn it to cover your house. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
You just have to have enough money for your taxes and insurance. So there's a strategy there. We like to work through this with our people. So again, if you have any questions about how to get started in buying a house, maybe in an investment property or a second home, give us a call at Bay Equity Home Loan, 707-583-8100. Again, 707-583-8100. Little housekeeping.
Yeah.
Free first-time homebuyer seminars coming up again,
mm-hmm.
right? Because we always do it first Thursday.
First Thursday.
Every month. February 2nd, tomorrow, of course, Regis Center in Petaluma, second floor at 755 Baywood Drive. So that's where the Sheraton Hotel is, the marina down there. Mark Sorensen's been doing this for like, I don't know, like 7 or 8 decades.
No.
Okay, like 4.
Okay.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
That means he knows this business, and it's free. And this isn't like you leave having to take a loan application. Like, this is free information. It's a great way to understand what your options are for mortgage lending. If you've never bought before, this is a really good place to start. So come join us tomorrow in Petaluma from 6:30 to 9:30, presenter Mark Sorensen. You got to RSVP, please, just so we know we have enough seats. 707-322-7779. Again, 322-7779. And Mark will be there one-on-one. He's a local celebrity in the lending world. Not really. I'm just trying to make him feel good. but he actually does know this business really well.
Yeah.
So get out and join us there. Hey, I'm joined by our guest today, Jeffrey Seligson. Jeffrey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, George. It's a pleasure.
Hey, Jeffrey. So you're with Stevens & Associates Real Estate. Tell us about what you do. Tell us about your background. Your first time on the show today. So talk to us a little bit.
Okay. Thanks, George. So I moved out to California in 1986.
Uh-huh.
I escaped the Midwest. It's a great place to be from.
And did you move here in 86?
I moved to Berkeley. Uh-huh. Originally, I was going to law school.
Uh-huh.
I did the first year, decided I didn't want to be a lawyer. Uh-huh. And around the same time, I met somebody who was moving to Sonoma County.
Mm-hmm.
So I found myself in Paradise in about 1987 or 88.
Nice.
And just created a life here as a young adult, I suppose. And
you know, I moved here the same time frame. I moved here in 87, and my folks had won a contest for selling cookies. See, my mom worked at Stanford. So you were at Berkeley, right? My mom worked at Stanford, and she'd just go up and down the aisleway selling cookies, and they won a trip up here. So that's how we moved up here, because they fell in love with it.
Yeah.
Right? So you ended up here around the same time as us.
I just ended up here by accident, but yeah. I won the lottery, I figure.
Yeah, good for you. And then you jumped into real estate about 15 years ago, is that right?
15 years ago, I actually bought a property. I was doing other things, and values weren't so high. The lending industry had different parameters, so I found myself owning a property in West County, and I kind of stumbled into it, but it's probably been the best thing that I could have done in my life.
What is it about West County that has so much charm?
I think it's the topography, the climate, and it tends to draw great people. You know, I just found myself with a community of people that have become lifelong friends at this point.
Right. Well, it's better than the bottomography. Topography.
That is not a word.
It's not lowland enough for that.
Sometimes I make up new words on this show. Anyway, so Sebastopol, of course, is a big part of West County, and we're going to talk about a couple of listings that you have active and a couple coming up. But you know, talk about what's happening, because you know there's a high demand for property in West County and Sebastopol. What's the inventory look like right now, though?
The inventory is really slim. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that on the way here, there was a realtor tour. For Sebastopol brokers, and there were only 3 listings on tour.
Oh man! Wow.
The bottom price, to give you an idea, was $659,000, and I think you could go up to $4 million if you wanted to spend that much.
It's a unique
but
area.
Only 3 properties. Yeah, it's really slim pickings. You would think that at such high values, sellers would be motivated, but if you're going to buy something else, you're going to pay more for less if you have to buy something.
I think, you know, look, there's a lot of country property out there, and, you know, people can really take their time with selling because they got to find a place to move, and people don't want to leave West County. So, you know, there's all these dynamics as to making the decision to sell.
Exactly.
But being a buyer, you have to be super competitive, right?
You have to really be willing to step up to the plate.
Right. And you were talking to me before about you felt like some of the strengths you bring into the relationship with the client is your negotiating skills.
Absolutely.
So tell our listeners what some of the strengths are in making an offer look good to a seller.
You have to really know the market. You have to know how your competitors are bidding against you.
Right.
I like to really present a package for my buyers that looks good to the seller. Everything from a love letter about the property to presenting their finances as clearly to the seller as possible, and then writing a bulletproof, strong offer. And, you know, one of the things I'm really proud about is my relationship with other realtors, because I feel like if you have a good reputation and a good relationship with other realtors, you have a better chance of getting your clients' offers accepted.
Well, I think that's a key point. Also, there's so many realtors that don't take this as their full-time profession, but you do, of course, and others do too. But it's like you really have to choose the right realtor partner, and someone like you is probably a good choice because you know who the other players are.
Well, thank you, George. I just really take a lot of pride, and I'm really committed to my clients. And I found that over the years, I've developed this amazing client family that has led to my referral business. And I really don't advertise. I have a referral stream that has supported me for the last 10 years, you know.
And I noticed here that you've been recognized by the North Bay Bohemian Readers Survey Distinction of Sonoma County for several years running.
That was for 7 years. It's another thing I'm really proud about. I just I found out there was a reader survey in the Bohemian probably about 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I mentioned that to someone, and they said, well, you might tell your clients that exists, and maybe they'll vote for you. And I found that I won that first year, and it kept happening for 7 years in a row.
I don't think
they have that category anymore.
Oh, okay.
In the reader survey, so, well,
so maybe
I don't have to worry about it anymore.
Maybe they'll retire your number.
It's 42.
Well, that's great. Folks, if you just joined us, we're live with Jeffrey Seligson. He's a broker associate at Stevens & Associate Real Estate. Tell us about this listing that you've got out in Sebastopol. It looks really nice.
So it's a new listing. I'm not even going to tell you the address, George, because I really like to protect my clients' privacy. When it comes on the market, it'll be a full court press.
Right.
It's going to be a hot one.
So if people want to get information about it, they can call you at what number?
They can absolutely call me at 217-3642.
Okay.
Day
so
or night. You're not bugging me.
Give us that number a little slower one more
That's
time.
That's 707-217-3642.
217-3642. That's going to get you straight into Jeffrey's cell phone, it sounds like. Yeah,
that's right.
And so this listing is coming up in a couple weeks. What's the best main feature of this property?
Well, you talk about what's great about West County, and you talk about trees, views, nature. You talk about an extra building on the property that can add utility and perhaps some income to the property. The house itself is over 2,000 square feet, 4 bedrooms, which is pretty unusual in the inventory you find. It's got amazing panoramic views, and it's got a really strong well. Let's not forget water. We're in the middle of a nice rainy season, but I think that really we're just peaking a little bit above a drought. So
yeah,
remember, it's got a great well.
Let's talk about a property you can discuss a little more. Jenner, what's going on out there?
Okay, so if anybody knows the Muniz Ranch, as you're going up north of Jenner, there is a gated community. And you wind up a road about 4 miles, and it's a pretty rugged gravel road. But once you get to the property, it's private, it's quiet. There's amazing nature views. There are some coastal views. It's not a full panoramic view of the ocean, but it has some views. And
what's the list price on that one?
It's $839. I just got a price reduction.
Okay, so $839, and then how do people want to come show that one? Or do you? I mean,
they should call me. Okay. You know, I really like to tell as much as I can about my listings to a buyer's agent before they go there, so they know if it's right for their clients. I don't want them to spend the time and energy. So
you don't
talk
want them
to
get
about
a mile up the gravel road and realize it was the wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Okay. When you call me, I can give you all the reports and inspections, so you'll really feel like you know the property before you get there. It's fabulous too. It's got redwood built-ins, tons of redwood trees.
Great. Awesome. Well, hey, Jeffrey Seligson, broker associate with Stevens & Associates Real Estate. Call him at 217 3642-217-3642. I got to go to a commercial break, but I enjoyed having you on. We'd love to have you back.
Thanks, George. Anytime.
All right, folks. Hey, folks, we're going to go to commercial break. Stick around. I'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
At the Table with Clark Wolf. Saturdays noon to 1 on 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hi, I'm George Adair of Bay Equity Home Loans, and I'm reaching out to loan officers and mortgage professionals. Bay Equity is now hiring loan officers for positions in Santa Rosa, Petaluma, Roner Park, and Windsor. Bay Equity was founded locally. We offer employees and clients the latest in technology and business systems to make it easier to close a loan. As a Bay Equity team member, you'll benefit from our unique best practices and promotional tools. Bay Equity's mentoring, mastermind groups, and coaching represent a culture of excellence and success company-wide. If you're serious about taking your lending career to the next level and providing an outstanding lending experience, then now is the time to take action. Call me, George Adair, for a confidential conversation at 707-583-8100. Bay Equity offers great benefits, including medical, dental, vision, 401k, plus more. Let's work together to elevate your lending career. Reach me at 707-583-8100.
Equal opportunity employer.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Yeah, thanks again to Jeffrey Seligson. Nice guy. Liked having him on with us.
Well, yeah, it's very fun.
These listings look pretty cool, folks. Mm-hmm. So let's see here. If you want to go online to see that Jenner one, you can go to JeffreySeligsonRealtor.com. So it's J-E-F-F-R-E-Y. And then Seligson is S-E-L-I-G-S-O-N, SeligsonRealtor.com. Okay. We'll also have his information at our Facebook page, so that might be a little easier. So go to Facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans, and you can see this Jenner property. It's pretty cool. Well, hey, folks, if you're in the market, want to get into buying a home out there in the West County area, you know, you really want to start by getting a pre-approval. Mm-hmm. Work with a lender like us at Bay Equity Home Loans. I've been there for a long time, been doing this a long time, and I will personally get you started with your pre-approval. So if you want to do that, give us a call at 707-583-8100, and we'll take a look at your situation, let you know what you're eligible for.
Very cool. Yeah. Did I ever tell you that my coworker at the event company where I work, she got her loan with you and she loves you? She's talked about you. She said, George is the best.
Wow.
Yeah, Christy. I'll have to tell you her last name off the air. But yeah, she had a great experience with Bay Equity.
That's nice to know. Yeah. That's great. Cool. Yeah, we do help a lot of people. We're a local lender, but we have a nationwide presence actually. Mm-hmm. And for those of you that don't know, I actually started with Bay Equity 8 years ago, and they approached me to help them launch their retail business. Mm-hmm. And before that, they were a wholesale lender. They bought loans from other brokers and originators. And they came to me and said, "Hey, look, we want to get into the retail business. We know that you've done that before." And, you know, it was a match made in heaven, so to speak.
Nice.
People, there's a lot of recruiting happening in our business. And I want everybody to know that Bay Equity is a really good employer. We're running commercials right now, but it's important for people to know that if you want to work for a really great local lender that has great benefits, a really awesome company culture, you should give us a call and you will have a confidential interview. You can call us at 707-583-8100 and ask for Lori. And Lori will give you a confidential interview. She won't even tell me she's meeting with you if you don't want her to. You know, if you want to just have that sort of separation and just see what this is all about, give her a call. So again, I want to remind folks, we have our first-time homebuyer seminar. It's called the first-time homebuyer seminar, but it's really, you don't have to be a first-time homebuyer. If you have owned property in the past and you want to get back into the real estate market, you certainly can. It's tomorrow. It's from 6:30 to 9:30 with Mark Sorensen of Bay Equity Home Loans at the Regis Center. It's over by the Sheraton in Petaluma, so come by. And if you want to come, though, please do RSVP at 707 322 7779. Again, 3227779. Hey, we had some Fed news today. Were you able to find that?
We did, yes. The Fed Reserve is holding the line on interest rates. Mm-hmm. It had its meeting this week, but it did give a nod to growing optimism among the business community and consumers. And the interesting thing is, George, you say that these minutes that they release basically they just like change the date and then re-release them, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this article that I saw on CNBC said that there was actually some new language in the minutes this time that was released. So
someone pulled out a thesaurus. The thesaurus.
But to actually put new language in there, which the language was, measures of consumer and business sentiment have improved of late.
Mm-hmm.
So that just that bit of new words there in the document was significant.
It is significant because you have to realize that the Dow crossed 20,000, right, which was a really monumental thing. And it's funny. Look, the stock market is I think it's a funny way for us to base our economy on, because there's a lot of risk and gambling in place. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, 20,000 means, look, 20,000 is an aggregate of a bunch of numbers to get to the Dow. But for some reason, it's a big deal when you cross it, right? Well, it does put confidence into the overall impression that we get from the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have your 401k or you have IRAs and you have stocks, you know, that are tied to the stock market, you have investments tied to the stock market, it's an important thing. But really what has more impact on your life is what interest rates are doing. So if the Fed sees positive momentum into the business marketplace, into consumer sentiment, they're going to raise interest rates. So when you see these comments, you have to understand that rates will continue to rise. I spoke with a client today who wants to refinance because her payment's going up in March. Her loan adjusts every year, and it's going up, like, I think $300 a month or so.
Oh, wow.
Because of Fed activity.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more impactful than you think. If you have an adjustable rate mortgage, if you have a home equity line of credit,
mm-hmm,
those are absolutely going to go up when the Fed raises rates. The other thing that goes up is car loans and credit cards. Those are all tied to cost of funds,
mm-hmm,
and it's just important to stay in tune. So we'll always keep you posted on that, and make sure that you folks are aware of that. I get the question all the time, George, what do you think rates are going to do? I say, you know, they're going to go up. Over what period of time, I don't know,
mm-hmm,
but you know, barring any sort of major macroeconomic catastrophe or war or terrorism, you know, those types of major things that happen in the world, sometimes rates will trend up because of confidence in a rising economy. And I know that there's so many people that are upset with the Trump administration, and mainly around a lot of the social issues,
mm-hmm,
of what Trump stands for, and a lot of his rhetoric, which has been distasteful, repulsive, offensive. But when you look at the business side of where the economy needs to go, Trump is going to do things to stimulate growth. That's what part of his mandate is. And you have to accept that, because it's going to be good. If the economy improves, it will be good for people's lives, right? So I will try to pull that out of the garbage and the rhetoric as much as I can. For example, regulation has been extremely expensive. Dodd-Frank, which was is the SAFE Act, came out as a result of the Great Recession.
Mm-hmm.
With it came lots and lots of regulation that swung the pendulum of the mortgage and finance and banking sector so far to conservative that it became more costly to run those businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So think about that. If it costs a bank more money to operate, if they have to have more money in reserve, where do they pass that on to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
you're pointing
pocket.
At your pockets.
My pockets.
That's right. So, these regulations are incredibly expensive.
Right.
And while the government makes moves to help suppress interest rates to keep borrowing happening and stimulating, they've also passed on G fees. Government fees are built into the mortgages and have created additional costs that get passed on to
mm-hmm.
the consumer.
Right.
So if we can look at the Trump administration's goal of eliminating some of these regulations, maybe it's time to also sunset them just because of the economy's strength. Mm-hmm. We don't need the pendulum to be swung so far to the right. Then the cost of borrowing, the fees associated with banking, the G fees that are built in, the fact that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and Ginnie are all government-sponsored entities that have way too much control over lending. Folks, we do not want the government to be in control of so much mortgage debt. That's a dangerous thing. It's a dangerous thing for taxpayers. The whole too big to fail with the banks is also dangerous. So we want some deregulation so that business can operate at a profit without passing it on to the consumer. Does that make sense? You know, it just gets really expensive for banks to be in business. I remember I told you about my history with Bay Equity. When I came on 8 years ago, we didn't have a compliance department. Mm-hmm. We had underwriters who were trained to look for compliance matters and filter out loans that were not eligible, right? But we didn't actually have the same type of compliance people we have today. Today, we have dozens and dozens of people in compliance. All banks do. It's because it's expensive to operate. So it's just really important to have perspective that, look, we can be upset about certain things in the political environment of the administration right now, but we also should look for some silver linings. And there are some silver linings, which would be deregulation, reducing the government's role in your mortgage loans. That's just a dangerous, dangerous thing.
Is there a worry, though, that it could become so unregulated that consumers are taken advantage of with really shoddy loan programs?
I don't think so. I don't think we'll see the pendulum swing back to that side again. Mm-hmm. There was deregulation that occurred before the regulation occurred. And the deregulation occurred at the end of the 90s and had to do with banking and mortgage-backed securities and insurance. And I won't get into all the history of that, but it actually was something that Clinton had repealed, a longstanding law for had been on the books for, I think, 65, 70 years since the Depression era. And that is really where it all started. So today, I don't see us getting so deregulated that we're going to get back into those subprime mortgage-backed securities. Mm-hmm. Who knows, though? You know, people do have short memories. It's pretty interesting, actually, how short people's memories are.
Right.
I know that there's a lot more responsible borrowing happening today. It's amazing how well-educated borrowers are today, because today's millennials, Gen Xs even, and Gen Yers, they all remember 5, 7, 8 years ago watching their parents lose homes, watching their relatives. One out of four people back then was delinquent on their mortgage, mm-hmm. and a lot of them lost their houses. So I don't know that we'll get back to that level again. I do want to end on one thing. It's really important that when you talk about free market, that you understand that there is some regulations that are good, and that is keeping people in being able to have free choice on what lender you use. Prospect Mortgage was just investigated and is being charged with illegal kickbacks. This is from this Consumer Protection Financial Protection Bureau. They said that Prospect, which is one of the largest independent retail mortgage lenders in the country, with nearly 100 branches nationwide, including locally, they said that they were tying themselves to real estate brokers, and they specifically investigated Remax Gold Coast and Keller Williams Mid Willamette for accepting illegal payment for referrals. What was happening, and this happened locally too, it happened all over the place, is Prospect would engage with these marketing agreements and rent agreements that were inflated above the market value of that rent so that they had a partnership together. Most companies have discontinued that in one form or another. Bay Equity does not participate in these types of arrangements at all. Consumers have a choice, and they need to have a choice as to who they're going to choose for their mortgage lender and who they're going to choose for their real estate partner. Mm-hmm. The lender and the real estate partner often have synergy and can work really well together. But what Prospect has been accused of doing is steering the buyers to work with them. Mm-hmm. The brokers were steering them to work with Prospect. That's a bad thing. And that is one area of regulation that's really good is enforcing sort of antitrust type of behavior, you know? Anyways, folks, it looks like we are running out of time, and I'll get more into that as more information becomes available. Tune in again next Wednesday at noon 03. I'm George Adair, and hey, have a good week. We'll see you.
Seating was a paid presentation.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Sean Livingston, and this is the home of Golden State Warriors play-by-play, 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
The nomination is confirmed.
Four Democrats joined Republicans in voting yes. President Trump's pick for education secretary may be in trouble. Two Republican senators, Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, say they'll vote against Betsy DeVos, but White House spokesman Sean Spicer says,
I am 100% confident she will be the next secretary of education.
Today, three other nominations made it out of committee, and now they'll head to the full Senate, including Jeff Sessions for attorney general. If Democrats try to filibuster the nomination of Neil Gorsuch for the Supreme Court, President Trump says the Senate majority leader Mitch McConnell should use the nuclear option, changing the rules so Gorsuch can be approved with a simple 51 votes. In Delaware, police are responding to a hostage situation at the maximum security prison north of Dover.